I just want to thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the love I felt between all the saints. I just want to thank you. Praise the Lord. But I really thank the Lord for what I have felt toward the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for this week. I've sat down and I've been in this book and I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I said, and I know this is something that I'm going to try to explain. I said, Lord, I don't know where to go today. I wake up in the night. I said, God, you don't put, I don't know where I do. I start. You know, we, you know, when we study, we write stuff down. And say, I got stuff in this book, in this book, in another book. I got 3 books full of stuff wrote down. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my heart, hallelujah, Jesus, is grateful today. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Praise the Lord. I'm standing here in this place because God put me here. But you don't see a perfected person yet. So be patient with me because God ain't through with me yet. I say, be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. And when you see faults, pray for me. I know Matt used to say, y'all ain't got to do no pastor, just pray for Matt. She used to say, no, y'all got to say nothing, just pray for Matt. You're going to be all right. Because anybody pray, God is going to speak to him. Hallelujah. God is going to speak to him. I just want to thank the Lord, hallelujah, for what he's been showing me. But it ain't what it show, it's what you do. And so I just want to thank the Lord for you all. And you have grown. I'm so proud of y'all. I just brags on y'all, I'm telling you. Yeah, where you go to, honey, these people, I'm telling you, I got to look. My church is not that big, but I wouldn't trade these people for nothing in China. I wouldn't trade, no, I can't think of nobody. No, no. I got people that love God that's going on with God. And when I get through it, then they be looking at me and say, well, you shouldn't ask me. Don't be asking me. You don't want no answer. So I just want to praise the Lord today. You, let's pray together. Listen, when God give us a word, regardless of it, it's still the word of God. And it's for you. Don't worry about who keep it. You keep it. For the Lord told us that he going to take us and we're going to get back what the devil took. He been telling us about David. He told us there's something what I very seldom do is preach the same thing. But I can't get away from that. I ain't preaching that today now. I got something entirely different. Because I got something that we have to do. And I heard Gwen say something. But you know what? It's something that God gave us that we need to really look at. I said something that he gave us that we need to really look at. You may be seated. You know, the devil is in a hurry. Because he ain't got much time. But God gave us something precious. He gave us patience. And in this particular grace, we keep our souls. So while the devil run around trying to get a headache, we sitting there waiting on God. He don't know what, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Why don't we do this? I'm telling you something now. So we need to ask God, hallelujah. Don't, you know, somebody said don't never ask for patience. But ask how to use it. It's a great weapon against the devil. Because now you're dependent upon God. You're waiting on God. You don't know what's going to happen. You still sick. I'm still waiting on my healing. I'm still waiting on this. I'm still waiting on that. I don't know what to go here. No, I don't know where to go here. I don't know what to do. But when you wait on God, you got to believe he's up there moving. Yes, he is. He's going to come. You know, and he's going to come on time. You ain't got to worry about it. He's going to be there right on time. Those people in Egypt, if y'all didn't know, those people prayed for 435 years. Now, we ain't got that kind of time. But I'm just saying, God is going to come if he say he's going to do it. Your faith is when you wait upon the Lord. And so when you go and you cry, God said, where's your faith? Where's your faith? So I went to Genesis. Lord, I can't preach the whole, but I feel like preaching everything God ever done told me. Genesis, I went to Genesis early this morning when I was back there. I went to Genesis, and I just wept. Because it was normal for God to come down in the garden, you know, and it ain't what I'm preaching. But it was just normal. I want to be normal again. That they didn't know anything about no sin or nothing. Because God made them, listen, God made man in his image and in his likeness. Where he ever worried about anything? Where did he ever do anything but just who he was? And he's so great. I was reading Haggai and it said, I know it don't just say it, but it said, God is. He going to say, not a man, but God is. That's for God is. I said, yeah, Lord, you are. He said, you are. All you got to do is do what I tell you to do. And so sometimes you know how you feel. Gwen got a little, I guess I may have, a, she got a little, because she can't, she must have a little of me in her, I guess. It's, you know, in certain places, you know. Praise the Lord. But I come here, I just get, you know, you get tired. The Lord told me about patience. He said, that's what I gave you to trick the devil. He said, when you sit up and wait on me, it throws him off. Because he expects for you to get back a fool, see. But if you get up and let your testimony be the, I want my testimony to be the same because I want God to put this thing in me. I want to be inside of me, and this is what I am. I'm tired of reading. Well, let me see. Let me run in and see what that. No. He said, let the word be in you. He said, Lord, put your word in me so I won't come against you. Put your word down in me. So I want the word of God in me where I can stand. Because I get angry. You know what I mean? I come here Friday night. I know I made Al, because I know Al well. I said, no, anybody going to hit me? I saw Al. I said, yeah, I'm telling on you. I said, I went back. I said, Lord, I don't know what I would do. I said, but I'm going to be very honest with you. Where I'm standing now, that's what I'll do. To that situation. Not to everything, but to that one. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about that situation. And it ain't going to happen. That's what I felt really bad about. I got back home. I said, Lord, you know what? He said, if that ever happened, they'd fall dead. And it never happened. Don't you worry about it. I got it. See, what we do, up top, down, bottom, we try to figure it out. Because we're human. We're flesh. But once we ever get that we belong to God, that Christ is in us, the hope of glory, it sounds simple when you say it. But when you live it, it's not. Come on now. So you can say, but if you can get through that, you'll see the results of how God moved for you. God is pleased when you trusting in him. And I thought that he said, your body was made to worship me. You can bend. You can put your hands up. You can get on your knees. You can clap your hands. You can do your feet. Your body was made to worship God. And so that's what we got to learn how to do. We got to learn how to worship him in our troubles. I want you to go to Luke 22. I don't know who, Jesus. I'm just trying to stay with the Lord and trying to. Thank you, please. God is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we growing. Lord, have mercy. This church is growing. We really growing. And I thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. But God, listen. But we're going to grow more in grace. And we're going to have so many sob stories. Because God is going to be handling everything. If it be anything we're going to be saying, it's going to be what happened out there in the highway and in the hedges. And what, you know, you're talking to somebody. Da, 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 da. But for your problems, God's going to show you how to handle your problems through him. Now, that's what he's going to do for me. How about you? So I begin to read. I say, Lord. Oh, he see what he says. In your patience possess you your souls. That's 21 and 19. In your patience. But that's how your soul is. That's how you're going to keep your soul in order. And to be patient. And know that God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, but you know they did so and so, Lord. And Lord, the more I pray, the worse they get. And that's the way it seems. God. That's all the devil can do. That's all he can do. He don't know the future on that he going to burn forever. But for your future, no. He only know what you showing. He can't read your mind. God can. So you get your praise on, like Al said, he was praising God. Oh, I can see it. So I said, Lord, help me. Help me to know that I'm made in your image and in your likeness. If I'm made in your image and you gave me authority, Lord, let me see you in myself. Lord, bring me up where I can be what this Bible says I should be. where I can feel like I'm supposed to feel. I get angry. Sin not. Thank the Lord for that part in there. Handle this thing. So we said, well, you, Lord, you ain't, you, hey. Then what you gonna do? Some of these problems, you can't do nothing about them, no way. I said, oh, tell me what you gonna do. But get mad and get a headache and get gray hair and get what did somebody call you, what? And then your husband come in, what? The kids, will you please? Will you please? Come on. Oh, let's, come on now. Let's go to Luke 22. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Luke 21. Make sure I got this. I got stuff wrote down everywhere, believe me, saints. 21:34. Now the Lord, this is how the Lord dealt with me this week. He told me this. He told me that heaven and earth gonna pass away. He told me, he said, but after heaven and earth pass, listen now. He said, but my words, say words. Not word, words. My words shall not pass away. I believe I'm going to say what I know. All these red letters is Jesus talking. He said, I said to you, this generation shall not pass and go on and said, I want to go down. Likewise, when you see these things come. So everything's coming to pass in our generation. Everybody's acting crazy. The present or the back administration let out all the devils in hell. Y'all look if you want to, because it's the truth. They let out things that we was not doing. They made laws. They made abortion right. They made laws. And God is not into colors. So it doesn't make it whether he's black or green or blue or yellow. He let out things that should not have been on the earth. And he let it out. He came against things that he's been fighting for. But anyway, the little crazy one, this God can use who he wants to. If he can use a donkey, you better shut your mouth up. Because God can use who he wants to. I say he can use who he wants to. Yeah. We'll talk that sometime later. He said, take heed to yourselves. I'm talking to us now. Lest at any time your heart be overcharged. And I love, Lord, what do you mean my heart overcharged? What is it, D? I'm sorry.
Okay. I got it down here. But I've been turning pages, so I may not even. It just, you know.
He said, overcharge, your heart be overcharged. Your heart be burdened. Burdened and troubled. You know, you don't want your heart overcharged. Now, these are things that are going to overcharge your heart with surfeiting. What is surfeiting? Y'all know what surfeiting is? Overeating. Why I say overeating? Because eating is what we like to do. What you like to do. So, and I say, Lord, that's there. You know, so help us. And I understand why. Because it makes you sluggish. It makes you mean. It makes you, now your mind is not really what you, you know, it's time to have prayer. It's time to do this. And you forget. Because you forgot that cookie laying on the couch, wherever you put it at. You forget. Overeating is worse than we think. And I'm really going to dig into that because it's really bad for our souls. He said, and then Jesus warned us. This is Jesus talking to us. He knew it. The first thing the devil tempted with, because that's how he got the first one. He brought the first Adam down with what? And now he brings, don't thought he could bring him down with. But see, so the Lord warns us. So all this stuff that we've been trying to do, you know, the 21 day, this and you know, we looked at it as just, no, but you know what? God trying to help us. He's trying to help us. He said, well, let your heart be overcharged and burdened down with these kind of things, with overeating and drunkenness. And it don't just mean drinking whiskey. It means to keep yourself sober-minded. So in everything you do, be sober-minded, you know, so that you can make the right decisions. You know, people get drunk on shopping. It's a lot of things you can get drunk on. May I leave it with you in your mind to be fair with yourself and honest. Our souls are at stake. Not only that, we got to be standing. We can't be falling now. Praise the Lord. The Lord loved his praise because he wants to be praised. But I'm seeking something else now, saints. You know, the anointing belongs to the earth. We God anointed Samuel, and Jesus said that the Spirit of God was upon him and anointed him. What I'm looking for now is the glory. The glory stays. The glory comes down in the church and abides with us. I'm asking for the glory of God. I'm praying for the Lord will fill this church with the glory. That they won't just go out and a little small anointing and go out because, no, they got to come back and be anointed. No, I want to know, but I want the glory because the glory is something that stays. And the Shekinah glory comes down. It came over the tabernacle. And when Moses went into the glory of God, his face began to shine. He changed. He changed when he went in. We need something to change us. The church needs to be changed. The glory of God. We need to. That's what Moses said. Moses had been anointed to take those people across. But it wasn't enough for glory. He said, Lord, I want to see your glory. Because I want to see something of you. I want you to say, I don't want, you know, you just to lay hands upon me. I want something else. And my heart said, Lord, I want to see the glory come down in this church. And I prayed all, I want to see the glory come down. And I know it'll come down if we praise him, Brother Mark. But we need the glory. You got to know what you're looking for. And you young people, I want y'all, when we start saying, I want you up. I want you to clap your hands. You got as much right to praise God as anybody here. God, use young people. So you young kids that just got hands, and you feel, get up and get in the service. I sit there and I said, Lord, I'm going to say nothing right now. Oh, and I already took that microphone from you one time. I don't want to do that again. Get up and praise the Lord. Clap your hands. You don't know what God will do for you. Because you got to praise him. You got to praise him. And everybody's supposed to praise him. Praise is good for everybody. Praise the Lord. You have drunks out there praising God. Matt says she used to sit up and be drunk as a skunk. Praise the Lord. The Lord took me so and so. Praise. She putting her hands up praising God. Now you can pray because you ain't drunk. So you can praise him. So all you children, Pastor say when we sang, they up there singing their hearts out, trying to get, you stand up and you clap your hands to the music. Because I follow you home, I guarantee you be clapping your hands to that. And some of that mess, you clap your hands, and that's what's done happened to it. See, we serving the wrong thing here. Come on now. And I'm going to tell you something. You clap your hands, I've seen you do it. And cut you a few steps too. But when you get to church, it's got to be, well, we got to, you know, what did the lady tell us at a church? I mean, you couldn't hear a pin fall. And that girl was singing her heart. I mean, she was singing a song. And I mean, this girl over here, I said, shoot. I would clap my hands. Nobody didn't want it. She said, oh, we respect God. So now when you up dancing and clapping your hands for Satan, what is that about? You don't respect him? Or what? How'd it go? Watch it. You'll be surprised what you do. You'll be dancing. But you got to first get into it first. You can just jump up. You're going to clap your hands. Will y'all do that? Will y'all stand and praise the Lord with us? Children. All you children. Let me hear it. All right. But he said in drunkenness. So let's not get drunk with things. Watch your children. You know, you can get so, you got to have something. I said, Lord, you help me. And you know, it's the truth, children of God. We buy stuff we don't need. Ain't got nowhere to put it. We got so much stuff. Come on, children. We got three of everything for what? We just got, you know, we say this, but I thought about who don't have anything. There are people who don't have nothing. Up in bins, in garbage cans, trying to find food. I'm asking us to help, for us to take the rest of this time and check ourselves. I'm asking that you be honest with yourself. And you know, Paul said he want to go on. We want to go on. Come and see the people want to go on. We don't already have the Holy Spirit to tell us, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, do this. We don't want that. We want the Lord to, we come in, we be honest. Hallelujah. And it's so strange, hallelujah, in the church. You got to say, raise your hands and praise the Lord. But you get in your car, some boy will come on, you be just going, just clapping. You know, the kids clapping their hands. They, you know. I say, Lord, what in the world? Come on now. You're supposed to come in with a praise on you. Come on, children of God, come on. I'm not fussing. I'm just telling you the way the Lord wanted to be. We were born to serve the Lord. We were born to, our bodies was made to serve him. Hallelujah. You know, when Satan was made, he had pipes all in him. That's what the Bible say. He always pipes all in his body because he know what music is. And he uses it too, buddy. Oh, yes, he does. He get the people through music. Come on. Oh, they got, oh, my baby done left me. That's what you sing in my day. Yeah. And they say, oh, yeah, you know, my baby done left me. Come on now. You been the bars and stuff. You, nobody got to tell you, all right now, it's time for y'all to do something. Something, come on. Hey, baby, come on, let's go. I didn't come from a slave family. I didn't come from a slave family. My people served that devil. We had a good time too. Friday, I wish Cynthia was here. Friday, they played Pocono. The game you play with tops. It's kind of like checkers. Okay, Friday go away. They sit there all night, drink coffee. This is the truth for heaven. They drink coffee. They be there Saturday. They play Pocono. Now they're getting a little rowdy here now. Saturday done come. They don't sit there all Friday night, Saturday. Yes, ma'am. Playing Pocono. Sunday come, they high kite. They brothers and sisters now, and they cousins and uncles. Man, you cheating. Okay, we getting ready because they get ready to rumble, and they be dropping money. I've told y'all this once before. They drop money, and we be there picking it up. We ain't got no sense. You know, they say, oh, well, say, you know, get brother, get, hey, get Uncle Norm. He carries money. He be carrying dollars in it. He, you know, he don't be just carrying change. They be just acting a plum fool. Now, one guy, you know, then they been looking at TV, because we had little TV at the Long Ranger, and they copy all what, you know, copying like they're fighting, like, and knock the man's teeth out. You know, it ain't like when you see it on TV. He knocked the guy under. You know, now it's really bad because blood is coming everywhere. And the man is crying. He got his mouth. And now it ain't so strong. Now it's so. And I would, my heart would just say, oh, Lord. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I like the money now. I didn't like what they had to go to get it. And I didn't like it because I saw what, I didn't know it then. But sin will take you through. The devil get hold of you, he will take you through. Take you through. I don't know if any of them ever got saved. I don't remember. But the Bible says, drunkenness and the cares of this life. You know, we worry so much about everything, children of God. Let's check ourselves. You know, the Lord loves us. And sometimes you're not aware of things till somebody bring it up. You never thought about that. You know what I'm saying? You never thought that maybe God is not pleased with you having 15 dozen of whatever. That you got to make another closet to put it in. Come on now. I don't think that's, we need to go, that's, as I say, that ain't kosher. We need to go back and look over our lives and look, say, God, I want to serve you with all my heart. And I don't want to just, I want you to tell me, What I got too much of. You know, where I'm standing, Lord. I got me a bag. I say, Lord, help me. Because I got some good stuff. I said, Lord, I just have to take some of these clothes to some resale shops. Or do something. Why was I so contented? Years ago. When I had one dress or two dresses. And two pair of shoes. Our closet was about. See that closet up in there in the room in there? That's how big they didn't be no gravy go closets back in them. No, we had little bitty closets, and I had 8 kids during the time I think we stayed up on the hill. 9 kids. And their closet wasn't just, you know, where they couldn't get the clothes in there. They had clothes. You know, they had clothes. I'm sure they did. But God wants us now to take a look, because he want to take us on. We are the remnant. He want to take us on into what he got planned for this church. But we don't want nothing hanging on us. No weight up on it. We can't go because we get tired because the weight is weighing us down. This stuff will weigh you down in your spirit where you can't pray. You can't do what you want to do. You wonder what, why you can't do, because you're up there worried about what dress you're going to get. How you got to catch the Black Fridays and the Green Fridays and all this kind of crap. Come on, children of God. Come on. He said, teach them to observe all things. I'm going to tell you something. You get a plate, I like to feed you and make you healthy. You get too much sweets, you ain't going to be healthy. You got to get some liver. What else y'all don't like? What you don't like? Huh? Okra? You got to have some okra sometime. You got to have something that's going to help your body. You can't just eat ice cream all the time. You can't have chocolate cake all the time. It's okay to have a piece of something, but you can't eat it all the time. And so if the message is always, God going to give you this, God going to give you that, I get concerned about that. I want somebody to tell me my sins. I don't want to be sitting up there in sin, and God, and I ain't seen it, and I'm just sitting there. I'm sorry. I want somebody to tell me, sister, I may not like it, but I'll be okay. I'll get over it. I might cry. I might say, now, Lord, show. I said, yeah, you right. Lord, help me. I want to know the truth, because the truth will make you free. I say the truth will make you free. You know, and I've seen it. I've been in church a long time, longer than most of it, me and sister, and maybe her next. And I've seen people sit in church. I mean, it just be, you know, the Bible. I don't know, God is so good. Say so good. I mean, he will bless your socks off. You can sit here in adultery, and if it ain't never mentioned, and you can praise God and jump around and fall on the floor and go under the seats and everything. Praise. Yes, you can. I've seen this before. Because God is a good God. He just don't think the way we think. I say he don't think the way we think. But you can't have a church that's got 20 or 30,000 people and you don't mention nothing, but he going to give you a car. And he going to do this for you. Fine. Of course he going to do this and that for you. But what about your soul? Hallelujah. Listen, now how I know this? A great brother, a really sweet, and he said it too. I know it was on TV, so I know he said, I was talking to this man in my church. And he said, the guy say, you know, me and my girlfriend, we like to go such and such places and such and such. So he kept on talking about him and his girlfriend. He said, wait a minute. He said, you mean your wife? No, she and my wife, we trying this out. You know, you need to try it out before you get married. We, you know, we got to try in the church. And this man preaches the gospel. I don't know if he touched that, but he said he couldn't believe it. In the church, boyfriend and girlfriend. A lot of that goes on in the church, you know. Why? Because God, you up there, you got a responsibility. You stand in that place there, it ain't always a good place to stand. Because sometimes when you see things, you got to mention it. And you got to talk to the people. It won't be if it's one person, you know what I'm saying. But you got to tell people their sins. You got to. You know, how are we going to go on and God, you know, he want to do. God's going to come down. He is. The glory of God is going to hit this church. And it's going to hit this church because we're going to shape up. Because we're going to believe what the Bible says. Because we're going to read things and we're going to take it to heart. We're going to just read things and say, well, you know, ain't nobody said nothing. You know, well, you know, people are strange. Well, Pastor ain't never said nothing. She never said nothing. Praise the Lord. Oh, but I say, oh, and it, you love to get out. Let me tell you something on you. Y'all love to get there. Oh, my church is on a fast. A Daniel fast. You ain't on no Daniel fast. Daniel didn't eat nothing but beans. You eating collard greens and bread. Well, we don't eat no cake. And that is not a Daniel fast. Daniel fasted on nothing but beans, a little stray beans for 21 days. It's time to come on, saints. It's time to come on. It's time to come on. Stand up. I want y'all to just take one little step. I've seen a brother do this. Take one little step. Just one little bitty step in front of you. One little step. Just step. Just a step. You know, just one. Now turn around. You in a circle. Turn around. You made a circle. Now by faith. I say by faith. I want you to step out this circle. Step out all this mess we've been in. All this stuff we've been in. We coming out of this thing. By faith, step out. Step out. Step out. And let's go on. I said, let's go on. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel better. Sister says she feel better. Now, she don't get up and say, but you, she mentioned it sometimes. We say, oh, well, you doing what she said. But she don't be, you know, what she doing. She just, we see the evidence of what you're doing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I know your mama's grinning because she, I don't tell you what, I talk to your mama sometimes. And she's happy. She's happy. And now she's happy. And he's happy. Amen. You don't have to say nothing. It's going to show up. I said, it's going to show up. Children of God, this is the first of the year. This is January the 21st. Is this the 21st? It'll be December the 1st, 21st before you blink your eye. Let us not go through this year not obtaining what we've been trying to obtain for the last 3 or 4 years. And you said that, I'm going to do it this year. And it go by, and I'm going to do it this year. And it go by, and I'm going to do it this year. And that go by. But let's make up our mind. We can overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony this year. This is our year. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let me tell you something else. It's not easy. Say it. It's not easy. The Bible says, who is these that came out with those white robes? These are those that came out of great tribulation. You need to think that, you know, that the devil just goes, you don't supposed to eat no candy. And you think that he going to just say, well, you know. No. We got to try harder if you have to cry to overcome things that's hurting us. Things that's making us sick. God don't want us sick. Amen. We got to try, children of God. It's not easy. I know it's not easy for her. It ain't gonna be easy though, because you got more days. You got Easter coming up. You got Valentine's Day coming up. I suggest that you fellas go buy them a rose, a red rose, instead of that box of candy that you bought last year. Buy a rose for Valentine's Day. Don't you know, buy stuff that they ain't supposed to eat. You know, you go get some, you know. If the woman or the man or whoever is trying to overcome, then you go get something that you know they don't need and set it there in front of them. Come on now. Let's help one another. Y'all help each other. You know, now this sound very silly, but you help one another. But it's not silly. It's life. And us doing what we need to do instead of promising God we're going to do something and don't get it done. This is my year. Your year for what? You said that last year and year before last. And God loves you. You see how he blessed you? He didn't come in there and say, you said you're going to do something. I ain't doing nothing for you. I ain't going to do nothing for you. But now you hear him say, overcome. He didn't say overcome tomorrow. He said overcome this year. If you're mad, you'll be back next week. Time you get in the car and say, Pastor, girl, I've been up here a long time.
You know, I heard one people, somebody say, they just ought to let that alone. And they ought to preach the gospel. This is the gospel. This, I'm preaching the gospel now. I'm talking about pastor too. I said, God, I'm sick of this now. I'm tired of this. You know, I'm tired of, you know, I ain't, you know, I'm not this gross little weight, but I'm just tired of just going to tell mama, don't lose a lot of weight because, you know, you're getting older and you need, you know, well, I'm not going to lose a lot, but I'm going to lose some. You know, I feel fine now. Me and Gerda feel better than most of y'all do. We got it on them, Gerda. But Gerda, 80-some years old, walks when she can every day. She puts me to shame. She walks. She said, I have to go take my walk. And she said, then I goes up here and I turn around and I come back. And she, I called her the other day. She had just went for, oh, I got to listen to my program. Listen to Jimmy Swagger. I got to listen to Jimmy Swagger. But I just walked. And so I said, girl, are you out in this cold? No, it's cold. When it's real cold, I don't go. You know, but I'm going to walk. Now, y'all husbands done bought y'all all kind of stuff. Your wife done bought you some stuff, so y'all don't know who I'm talking about. But don't want to use it. Because it's my granddaughter's got an elliptical machine. She said, Grandma, this is hard. I said, I don't know if I'm gonna start doing that now. But you get up on this thing and be, you know, I'm too old for that. I said, I think I'm gonna walk. That elliptical can hang that. But anybody can walk. It is the best thing to tell them, the best exercise you can do. And if you can't walk, do something else. But do it. I said, Lord, we just got to do better. And stop talking about this hurt, that hurt. It'll stop hurting if you do what you're supposed to do. It will stop hurting. That may be the way out. You can't ever tell. There may be the way out. And he put so much now, Brother Mark, so much on the televisions and books and people talking and about how you're supposed to take care of yourself, what you're supposed to eat. We don't have no excuse. None. You know, every time I see something about something, how to eat, I'm ordering it. So if you need a book, just tell me because I got it. Father, I thank you. I've delivered my soul. I'm just so full in my soul. Just want to see the glory to fall. Just the glory, Lord. I just want to see this glory fall. I want to see this glory fall. That's what you promised, Lord. You promised us in this church that the glory would fall in this church. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the word, God. You give us some good words. You have not spared us. You have really given us a word. We just praise you for what you've done. In spite, Lord, of our little things we don't do, in spite of us saying things, you still love us, and I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. In spite of it all, Lord, you still love us, but I thank you for it. But, Lord, we don't want to just take grace and take advantage of grace. We want to, Lord, love you. We want to love you with all our hearts, our souls, and our minds. We ask it in Jesus' name, Lord. These my brethren, thou love them, God. Help us to go back, pray one for another, make our minds up. This is the year of our overcoming. You're going to give us back what the devil done took. You're going to give it back to us. And we're going to be strong enough to do it. Because we're not going to let the things of the world and the cares of this life take us down. We're going to pray and we're going to ask you to help us. We're not going to try to do nothing in ourselves because without you we can do nothing. But we're going to ask you to give us the strength to overcome. In the name of Jesus, help us to love. And Lord, don't let us get mad and angry with one another. But help us, God, in Jesus' name. Go back with these, my brethren, in the name of Jesus. Let it be known, God, if we eat right, your eyes will get better and everything. Your knees will feel better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that's hurt, who knows? That may be that very thing that we're supposed to put down that will cause the pain to go away. I just want to thank you for it. I give you glory and praise. Lord, go back with us. Hallelujah. And take us on, Father. Give us a mind to press. Give us a mind to overcome. We ask it in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I love you and I praise you. I praise God.